Hello, and welcome to Around It About Chattanooga. I am your host, Michael Edward Miller. First up today on the show, we're talking about the history of dirt track racing here in Tennessee and Georgia. We're talking with a couple of documentary filmmakers whose latest release is called It's a Dirt Track Life, Memories of Dirt Track Racing from Dawsonville to Gatlinburg. This film is going to be screened June 5th at the Museum Center at Five Points. That's in Cleveland, Tennessee. We're also going to talk about an exhibit at the museum, a whole exhibit devoted to this. Today I'm speaking with the Cleveland couple who created the film. Ron and Debbie Moore are local historians, radio hosts. They've got a show called Old Town Cleveland on WOOP Saturday mornings in Cleveland. And of course, they're documentary filmmakers. When I recorded this interview with them about their film and about the exhibit, we were actually there at the museum. Welcome to Around It About.
Thank you so much for having us.
Good morning. How you doing?
Let's start out just here a little excerpt from the trailer, because I think the trailer does a really good job of kind of summarizing what this is all about.
For over seven decades, dirt track racing has been the most popular outdoor sport in the Chattanooga region. Small tracks began to spring up all across the area. Tracks were located in areas such as Moccasin Bend, Warner Park, Soddy Daisy.
So this era when dirt track racing was so popular, back when it was in its heyday, what era was that? When was it at its height of popularity?
I think really the height of popularity came when you could go watch the races on Saturday night and see a car that on Monday morning you could go to the car dealership and buy. And I think that that appealed to a lot of people because in their minds they were racers. And I think that that was really the heyday, probably in the early 60s, for a good 15 years.
You know, it started around the 40s when the people come back from the war and outdoor events were big. There wasn't cable television. There wasn't video games. And this was a great chance for to see a lot of people. And I'd say the cars, not always about the speed. It's what all went on, you know, the wrecks and the fights. Everything else that went on with dirt track racing.
For your documentary, you talked to a lot of dirt track racers and fans and people involved with it. How many racers did you talk to?
We probably talked to about 14 racers, people that had actually been out on the dirt track circuits for a long time, and then some just small folks that they had just spent their whole life at maybe at one speedway. And then the other folks were racing historians, just people that were avid fans, those kinds of folks.
The kind of races we're talking about, this wasn't like a televised NASCAR race, so how did you find footage of these races to use?
We were very fortunate that we made contact with Mike Bell, that's the Georgia racing historian, unofficial title, but he a well-deserved title. He was very generous with the footage that a lot of folks had given him over the years, and the family of Jack Cunningham, who was a local racer at Boyd's and at Cleveland Speedway, the family gave us footage of the very first day that Cleveland Speedway ran in 1954 and the Daytona Beach races in the mid-50s, and we were able to incorporate those into the video.
The film trailer, some of these drivers are described in the trailer as local legends, local heroes. What was it about them that made them heroes to people?
Well, I grew up around the dirt tracks, and we didn't have the Michael Jordans coming to Cleveland and Chattanooga. So these were local sports heroes, and they drove fast, and they wrecked, and you've seen them every Saturday night or every Friday night. I know I met Freddie Fryer for the first time face-to-face just a few months ago when we did the filming. And he was, when I was 12, he was one of my idols, and I was almost starstruck. So these people were just well-known throughout the communities, and like I say, it was a big event because there wasn't as many things going on like you do today. Entertainment is available in your palm of your hand now. It didn't used to be that way.
Well, yeah, because it sounds like it's a very different experience than what you would get if you went down to Daytona and paid $100 to watch a NASCAR race, for example.
Well, yes, and you're so far away down there, you know, you're sort of segregated from the activities. At the dirt tracks, you can see the guys, you know, in the stands. You're pretty still close. And then you can, after the races, usually they let you go down into the pits, and you used to go around, talk to the drivers and see them. And it was just, for a young kid, it was tremendous. And for the car buffs, they just loved it.
What is the state of dirt track racing today? Are they closing down? Is it still thriving?
I think urban sprawl has affected racing a lot because it's much more profitable to put a Walmart there instead of having that little dirt track there. Also, the cost of racing and the cost of maintaining a track and buying the insurance has just skyrocketed, and it's really hard. You can't go to the junkyard anymore and build your own car. You have to buy the kits and put them together, and it's very expensive.
There was probably in the heyday, they were 9 or 10 just here in the Chattanooga region. There was 6 in Chattanooga, Alton Park. Lake Winnipesaukee had a racetrack. Warner Park, Soddy Daisy. Of course, over into Dalton here in Cleveland in McMinn County. Today in the state of Tennessee, there was only 9 operating, and with Cleveland Speedway going away, there'll only be 8 left in the state of Tennessee.
That's Ron and Debbie Moore. Their film, It's a Dirt Track Life, Memories of Dirt Track Racing from Dawsonville to Gatlinburg, is going to be screened here at the Museum Center at Five Points here in Cleveland on June 5th. How else can people see the film besides the screening here?
Well, that screening will take place at 7:30 that night, and it's an outdoor event, and everyone needs to bring their own chairs. But if you'd like to purchase a copy of the DVD, it's available at the Museum Center at Five Points and at www.oldtowncleveland.com. It also has an accompanying book with it. We'll be showing the video at the McClung Library in Knoxville in June. And where else, Ron? We just showed
there's
it.
A showing coming up in Chattanooga, but not all the dates are confirmed
that's
yet.
What I was thinking of. We just showed it at the Georgia Racing Hall of Fame in Dawsonville, and it was very well accepted.
Well, thank you so much. And there's an exhibit here at Cleveland's Five Points Museum. We're going to go look at that, too, in just a minute.
A couple new tires before Birmingham. That would be all. Say I've been going in circles, not many right turns in my life, never catching up to the dust I left behind, but that's alright, that's alright, it's a dirt track life.
You are listening to Around It About. What you're hearing right now is an original song written and performed by John Cook for this documentary film we've been talking about. And coming up in just a moment, as we said, we're going to visit the exhibit itself. Stay tuned.
Support comes from Nougat Paws, hosting a demo event on June 7th from 12 to 4 at their store, offering roughwear accessory fittings for outdoor pets, including backpacks, rain jackets, and more. Nougat Paws at 2 North Shore, online at nougatpaws.com.
Funding comes from Siskin Children's Institute, providing home and community-based early intervention services for families who have a child with special needs. Learn more at siskin.org/homevisiting.
Welcome back to Around It About. We're talking about the history of dirt track racing. In this segment, we're going on a tour of an exhibit called In the Dirt, The Fast and Dirty World of Dirt Track Racing. Lisa Chastain is showing us around.
I'm the curator of collections, so I develop all of the exhibits that we have here in the museum, and I take care of all of our collections.
And we were just talking to Ron and Debbie about their film about dirt track racing. You've also got an exhibit here. It looks like we...
The exhibit evokes plenty of nostalgia for the golden age of dirt track racing. Black and white photographs are hung in the walls in the museum. A huge silver trophy sits on a pedestal near a blue and white racer's uniform and helmet. There's even a memorial wall in here where people can write the names of racers and crew members and fans who have passed away. And at the center of this exhibit is a car, not just any car, a true hot rod. It's a 1934 Ford, customized for racing. Huge tires jut out from the sides. The paint gleams bright red, and the number 29 is painted on the doors. A lot of work has gone into preserving this car. It's an old dirt track speedster that's been restored to museum quality.
How did you get this car?
I had a contact. His name is Bobby Roberts, and he is absolutely fantastic in letting us borrow his car for the duration of the exhibit. And boy, we wiggled it in through this museum.
And so he actually drove this car for probably years.
It was his father's car.
Oh, okay.
John Roberts, he drove it in the early 50s here at Cleveland Speedway. And when his father retired, they passed the car along, sold it to another driver, and Bobby found it in a chicken coop. And it was falling apart, and he bought it back and restored it for his dad, and it just looks fabulous.
It's really, when you look inside the car, it's only got one seat. This is a car you could take on the road, but you couldn't take anybody with you.
That's right. He takes it out on parades and some vintage racing, but it sounds good, though.
And you've got some other things here on the walls. You've got, looks like, a uniform and some other things.
Absolutely. We really concentrate on some of the racers that helped build the tradition of racing here in Cleveland and the Southeast region, from machinists and engine builders to families that have been racing for 3-4 generations in this area. So we really try to concentrate and bring their stories to life.
What has the reaction been of people here in Cleveland who come to see this? People who, as you said, have generations of this in their families.
They're thrilled, and it's a surreal moment because they bring, you know, tiny pictures that may not have been in the best shape, and we're taking those pictures and blowing them up and putting a little technology behind them, and they're seeing details that they haven't seen or forgotten about for 20 years. So it's been a really surreal, fun moment for them. It's been great for me because just I interviewed 10 racers, and they just had amazing stories, and it was fun.
How long is this exhibit going to be here?
We are running this exhibit through August 16th.
So people have some time to come see it.
They have tons of time to come see it, multiple times.
What is the Museum Center's website?
www.museumcenter.org.
Thank you so much. Is there anything else you want to say?
Just come on down. Bring your stories with you. We've got a memorial wall that you can write racers or fans that have passed. We really want you to be interactive in this exhibit.